Praying and pursuing the Lord for breakthrough and revival is necessary and sounds pretty spiritual and lofty, but honestly, it isn't exactly a glamorous adventure. It's bigger than that. There's more to it than just thinking someone will take a picture of you walking on the water and posting it on Instagram somewhere. In the midst of God's moving, many will feel broken and messy. Of course, we all want to feel bold, courageous, and fearless. But instead, what we've really got is just how much we desperately need Jesus every step of the way. Something just feels right about that. The Lord will get all up in people's lives. Right now, we may think, praise God, this is what we came for. But when you're all laid out on the floor, weeping, broken, and your nose is running in puddles on the floor, it's not the predictable scene many previously imagined, which was hands raised in the air, everything nice and neatly folded. We live in a world full of broken people in desperate need of a Savior. There will be people showing up in all their brokenness, chaos and all, crying out for Jesus. I can tell you from experience, you may have your composure at the back of the room, but the more intense God's presence becomes, the less important how you look and act will be. I think I'm realizing that the world wants us to look at pain, disappointment, loss, and injustice as defeat. And it's not. It's the reality of life and the truth of ourselves. In the year 2000, I had an encounter with the Lord that lasted almost a month, with the first 2 weeks being so extreme, I can't hardly talk about it even now without being reduced to a puddle. I was in the middle of remodeling a really old house. There was stuff I simply had to get done. I hadn't been doing anything too out of the ordinary for me. It is normal for me to pray in the morning and at night. It is normal for me to fast sometimes. And it is normal for me to read my Bible and study every opportunity I've got. So it's not like I was intentionally pressing in to get something from God. One morning in April, about 10 a.m., I had just laid down some plywood underlayment, and while I was down on the floor, I had the thought, hey, while you're down here on your knees, why don't you pray for a while? You know, seemed reasonable, so I did. Suddenly, the room filled with the presence of the Lord. There was pressure, a wonderful pressing in upon me to the point I was sobbing. Not just crying, but sobbing. It felt like water pressing through a sponge. Every time I'd try and squeeze the tears out of my eyes so I could see, involuntarily bowed down before him and the water from my face poured even more, he pressed so hard in upon me I couldn't talk, worship, praise, or make any sounds other than sobbing. The one bit of will I had was that I was determined to not beg him to stop, but for the Lord to pour all he would pour on me. I was pushed to all my limits. Everything in me was pegging the meter. This went on all day and into the night. My family thought I was crazy, but it was God. God was in the house, and I couldn't help but be overwhelmed. Even my overwhelmed was overwhelmed. A week went by. I couldn't hardly drive a nail for weeping joy. I profusely and urgently wrote praise and worship page after page. I even wrote in tongues. Can you believe that? I made up a written language and wrote in tongues all because I could only sob. The world around me was in colors I'd never seen. Everything vibrated, visibly vibrated according to its resonant frequency. I heard every detail from the breathing of the trees to the spider building a web. I heard the brilliance of all his hand had made. There were dreams. Oh my gosh, the dreams. There were God dreams, and I'd wake up praying and sobbing. This all went on for 2 weeks, day and night. By week three, no one would hardly speak to me. They just stared, and I knew I was worrying them and driving them crazy. I openly wept at the lumber store, at church. In the feed and seed store, people would stare at me and avoid me in the aisle. I couldn't help it due to the press of the incredible presence of God. By week four, His overwhelming presence was beginning to fade, and I began to find my voice, singing praise and worship loud and long all day long. At the end of the fourth week, I could converse with people without sobbing. It was the Lord, and I knew it. Something had been planted in me, and I would never be the same.